Shawn Marshall, better known by her artistic moniker Cat Power, has been making records for nearly 20 years. In that time, she's earned a fiercely devoted fan base. Her signature songs are sad and spare, pecked out on piano or guitar. But her latest record uses synthesizers, drum machines, even vocal processing. It's called Sun, and our critic Will Hermes has this review.
I was recently listening to the first single from the new Cat Power album with some fellow fans, and the room was deeply divided. Some thought the song was fabulous, but others were startled and upset, which I could understand, sort of. Shawn Marshall's songs generally speak to pain and trauma with a very hushed and intimate musical vocabulary. But this song, called Ruin, was something different. Not just a rock and roll song, but one you might even want to dance to. The story behind Shawn Marshall's new record is that it was made after a friend gave her feedback on some new Cat Power songs, saying they sounded too much like old Cat Power songs. So Marshall scrapped them, and after some downtime, she holed up in a studio and built a record around synthesizers and drums, playing every instrument herself. What I hear on the new Cat Power record is music that owes something to the incandescent gloom of 80s bands like The Cure and New Order, which makes a lot of sense given Shawn Marshall's usual mopiness. More surprising are vocals that, in their flow, also owe a bit to 80s hip-hop, like The Furious Five or maybe Oaktown 357. Abusive, a stranger in bed, elusive, forget everything you said. You got a right to have that hand you're on. Sun is less immediate than the last Cat Power record, but Shawn Marshall is an artist who follows her gut, so much so that for years she was maybe best known as the woman who walked off stages mid-set if the performance didn't feel right. It's that visceral quality that makes her music so indelible, and it's here, albeit in a new form. And the more I listen to it, the more potent it gets.
The new Cat Power album is called Sun, and you can listen to it at npr.org. Our critic, Will Hermes, is the author of Love Goes to Buildings on Fire.